saving money on your summer project at Menards. Transform your garage with rock-solid floor coatings. Complete your project with a showroom-quality finish in 1 weekend. A one-car kit covers up to 250 square feet. Get everything you need to complete your project with rock-solid floor coatings. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Hello, people. This is Alexi Lawless, and you are listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis on ESPN.
All right, we roll on here tonight. Quick word here for Advantage BMW in Midtown. I've got a lot of great friends down there. In fact, I've leased and bought from Advantage BMW Midtown numerous times. I love the drive of the BMW. It's like no other. Used to have a 5 Series, now got into an SUV, an X5. It is the ultimate driving machine. It took it all the way to New Jersey last June. 23-hour drive. It was fantastic. The other thing that you get down there is they'll take you through sales, service, finance. It can be done so easy. Get yourself in a 3, a 5, a 7 Series. It's Advantage BMW Midtown. You'll get that hometown advantage. And they are proud sponsors of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And I thank them a lot for getting this on the air so we can do great interviews like this with Houston Dynamo attacker Memo Rodriguez. He joins us now. Memo, how are you?
Good, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, love having you on the show. And listen, how important, let's just talk about getting off to this good start here. The culture's continued to be built by TAB. You're continuing to build this system with the buy-in from everybody. But to get the result, that's as good as validation as you can maybe get.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, especially doing it in front of our fans who we get 30% capacity now and, you know, hearing the fans cheer. Every goal, every minute of the game, it's something that us as players enjoy and, you know, gives us that extra motivation. And for us to give them that joy of getting the 3 points at home is everything for us and for them as well.
Let's talk about that opening goal because it was a fantastic goal. Joe Corona plays the ball to you. You kind of fend off Youngworth. You caught him in a good area. And then obviously the way you take the finish is fantastic by opening up your hips. But take us through the goal and kind of how it happened.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, beforehand, I was playing closer to Maxi in the ball that, you know, gets stolen and gets cleared by San Jose. And, you know, just me just trying to be active. Bonnie, you know, obviously got the ball, passes to Joe, and obviously Joe has to have options in order to play forward. That's what Tab tells us every time, you know, play forward, play quick, and just try to get myself in a position where I could be dangerous. And Joe found me, and I saw the defender come behind me, and I just tried to use my body to shield the ball. And luckily, it fell through for a through ball, and all I had to do was open my hips and score the goal. But obviously, a big team effort in that first goal. Hopefully many more to come.
Memo, were you surprised with the defensive position that Flo Youngworth took up on you on that play?
Yeah, I think a little bit. I think, you know, all the defenders in the league always take great positions, and the weight of the ball and the side that Joe passed it on really helped me as well. So got to give credit to Joe. Obviously, he knows where I'm at. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you got to play the game. So you got to read where the defenders are at, and luckily I took the right position to get a goal-scoring opportunity.
And, you know, the pass was pretty close to you. You still had to use your body to fend him off. And he's a strong guy, and you did that. You know, give yourself a little bit of credit there, too. You kind of nudged him away with the strength and power that you have to get in behind. Fantastic goal. We're talking to Memo Rodriguez, Houston Dynamo, ahead of Portland this weekend. Pregame show's at 8:30 on Quest 55. And then it's the late show from Portland as the game will kick at 9. Memo, look, you know, talk to Tab Ramos at the beginning of the year. He told me, hey, we need more from Memo. And you really responded. What's the message been from your coach? Because, you know, I know he's working people to bring everything that you personally have.
Yeah, I think for everybody, I mean, obviously we're having this interview with myself, but he just wants to bring out the best out of everybody. And, you know, if, in order for everybody to keep their spot in the starting 11, they're going to have to give their best every game. Obviously, we got good depth on the bench, that guys that can really change the game if they start or if they're on the bench. And, you know, it really pushes everybody to perform at a high level each and every week. And I think, obviously, Tab has the confidence in all of us who starts in all the team as well. So we got to come out and perform each and every week to prove that, you know, not give our starting spot up.
Yeah. Do you feel that additional pressure now with competition in the roster with all the changes that have been made? I mean, can you feel that?
Yeah, for sure. I think the energy just in trainings, you know, it's different that internal competition that you bring out of guys each and every day. And I think everybody has that little added pressure that, hey, I need to perform this week. If not, you know, you never know. You're going to be on the bench next game. But I think it's great for the team. Like I said, post-interview, the energy feels different. Everybody feels like they deserve a spot on the team. And I think that's what brings the best out of everybody each and every day at training.
Let's talk about one of your teammates, Tim Parker, who really comes in with a voice and with a level of leadership that really I think many people believe this team really needed. Tell me how important he's been and what it's like to be in a locker room sitting across him knowing you're going to battle with him.
Yeah, I think everybody is no secret from the first day. You know, he really showed up and used his voice as a leader. And obviously him and Boni are captains of the team, and they really have voices that everybody respects and follows their lead, because, you know, they're at the end of the day, you know, they see things differently than we do. And, you know, obviously us as teammates have to give our insights on how we need to do better or what's going on, what's the problem, and try to fix it as fast as possible. And, you know, just to have Tim, you know, competing every day in training, going against him, you know, you always want to bring the best out of him, and he brings the best out of you as well.
So Portland has made a few changes at the outside back position. They've also got a striker, Felipe Mora, and one of my great friends is the color analyst for them, and he says this is a guy that will bag 15 goals for them this year. He was pretty strong in that comment. That may not necessarily be the thing the Dynamo has to have, is one primary goal scorer like maybe in the past with Morrow. Just talk about how the whole collective nature of it works with you, Maxi Arruti, with Fafa Pico, with Tyler Pascher, with Ari Lassiter, with Christian Ramirez, and this sort of collective approach to scoring goals. Because the Dynamo aren't the only team in the league that doesn't have a quote-unquote, you know, primary goal scorer. A lot of teams are doing it this way. Maybe you can take us into that a little bit more.
Yeah, I think it gives us more of a versatility from everybody. You bring different qualities from different players, and they can contribute in their own ways. Obviously we got speed on the wings, so you know they're good 1v1 crossers who can cross the ball to me or Maxi or whoever's in those positions to get the goals. And I think also Tab really instilled in us, you know, we got to be aggressive in the attack. So obviously sometimes as a forward or as a goal scorer, you have to be selfish at times and try to do was best for the team and at that moment. So I think all of us brings that aggressive side of we want to score. And I think that's what makes us so great, that, you know, obviously when the open pass is there, you know, that teammate's going to give it to you and you're going to score because we're unselfish at times.
Personally, I got to think you love playing behind Maxi Arruti in an interior position as opposed to out wide like has occurred in the past when Wilmer was here. I got to think that's, for me, that's the place for you.
For sure. I think I feel at home. I think I've been waiting for this moment for a very long time. And I think even last year when Tab put me in the inside row, I was happy to play in there, just to love to get on the ball and create opportunities for my teammates and get shots from outside the box. And it really brings the best out of me. And I got to continue to work and get better each and every day and game days as well.
Look, there's no question. You're a marketing symbol for the Houston Dynamo. You get put out there a lot. You're pretty busy. I mean, you're doing this interview with me, but you do get put out there a lot as someone connected to the community, you know, obviously your history with the Houstonians and the Dynamo Academy. Does that ever get tiring, and does that ever affect you?
I mean, no, not really. You know, I try to do what's best, you know, for me and for the team. And obviously when all this is over, I want people to know me as a great guy and guy that helped in the community, and continue to just to help kids and inspire them, you know, that anything is possible with hard work. Obviously everybody knows my story from the Houstonians to the Dynamo Academy, from getting loaned out to getting waived and just working my way up to the first team again and actually getting significant minutes. And, you know, I just want to inspire all the young kids coming up through the ranks, that anything's possible and they can do it with a lot of hard work.
Well, it is inspiring, Memo. You are an inspiring guy, and the way you handle yourself and carry yourself, for me as an older guy, is very, very impressive. So, you know, I was thinking, if I was 24, I'm not sure I was on your level at 24. So that's a good one to think about. Portland Timbers on the road. Obviously, the road record's got to get better this year. What's going to be different?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the energy feels different, and we just got to go out there and play our game and execute the game plan. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit different. San Jose brought the man-to-man marking, so we have to plan a little bit different to Portland, who's a good defensive side, who likes transitional play, and you know we got to be ready for that. They got playmakers who create opportunities and break well on the break, and so we got to be ready and do what we did at home. You know, be aggressive, create scoring opportunities, and we got to put them away. Like I said, post game as well. We create a lot of chances, and we got to put more away to close out games more easier than we did against San Jose.
All right, look at their three set in midfield that started their last game. Eric Williamson, Diego Valeri, Diego Chara. That's a great blend of a midfield. That really seems to be an area we got to look at going into this game. Would you agree with that, the middle third, and how important that is up in Portland on the road?
Yeah, 100%. I think Chara and Williamson are the two guys that really dictate the tempo and really push the game or pause the game for them. And obviously we know the quality that Valeri brings to their team. We know that if he plays up high, he's going to create something. Even if he drops down low, we got to watch the ball over the top. And, you know, it's us being focused and being compact to not allow those three guys to get the opportunity to kill us with a through ball or break lines with balls penetrating behind our midfield.
Memo Rodriguez joining us. Memo, does your role change a little on the road, do you think? I mean, you know, obviously you guys went after San Jose. I mean, you were on another level than them for 70 minutes of the 90, in my opinion. And that's just my opinion. But does your role change a little bit on the road? Do you have to be a little bit more defensive-oriented? Or does it just kind of go on the same way it did? You know, we're going to be really aggressive in attack, and my game really won't change individually that much.
Yeah, I think as the team goes, I think we always like to press, but I think we have to be more conservative in when to press, I guess, away from home, pick and choose our battles. Obviously, at home, we're going to be a high-pressing team from minute one to minute 90 if possible. And, yeah, obviously, away from home, it's no secret that every team obviously sometimes gives up possession, but, you know, we're going to have to be clinical in the opportunities we get, but it depends on how the game goes. If we can press from 1 to 90 minutes and the game's going well for us, we're going to try to do that and be aggressive and score goals. So it just depends on how the game goes, and we'll see what happens from there.
Memo, as always, thank you so much for coming on. I want to wish you the best of luck in Portland. You're a great inspiration. Keep up all the great work you're doing. Look forward to you scoring more goals this year for the Houston Dynamo.
Thank you, Clayton. Always a pleasure to have an interview with you.
Yeah, we'll do it again real soon, okay?
For sure.
All right, that's the one and only Memo Rodriguez. Fantastic opening goal here in 2021. Dynamo at Portland this weekend. Again, it's on Quest 55. Join Eddie Robinson and myself. We'll have the call of that game so you can follow your team while they are on the road. We're going to take a quick break here. Before we go to break here, quick word here. And a quick mention here for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. They'll work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. Give them a call, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. They'll work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. You need a personal injury attorney? Well, it's the one that loves the game you love. It's John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, 713-322-HURT. It's break time.
ESPN 97.5.